Azoff condemns Hassan Piker days after streamer called him 2028 pick. By Marianne Angela on August 27, 2026. Senator John Ossoff, DGA, said through a spokesperson in remarks published Thursday that he unreservedly rejects the rhetoric of far-left streamer Hassan Piker, who warned that American Jews could face violence over support for Israel. The spokesperson said Ossoff rejects reckless and dangerous rhetoric suggesting that policy advocacy invites violence against the Jewish community or any community. Georgia's first Jewish senator said the ability to speak out should not carry a cost. American Jews and all Americans must have the freedom and security to speak out and petition their government without fear of reprisal, Ossoff said. AJC, Senator John Ossoff, DGA, condemns Hassan Piker. Pressed on Piker's remarks, Ossoff said through a spokesperson that the Democrat unreservedly rejects reckless and dangerous rhetoric suggesting that policy advocacy invites violence against the Jewish community or any. Politics and Poll Tracker, at Poll Tracker 2024, August 27, 2026. The remark came roughly 2 hours into an August 20 stream that stretched close to 7 hours. Piker had a photo of Jeremy Moss, a Michigan state senator, displayed on screen. If Jews in America keep putting this idea out there that they are singularly invested in Israel, eventually someone's going to come around and take action. Not against the state of Israel, mind you, but against American Jews, Piker said. Moss is Jewish and the Democrat nominee in Michigan's 11th congressional district. He said an audio clip circulating online was fabricated. It portrays him as saying his congressional run existed only to secure continued U.S. support for Israel. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, condemned the remarks Monday without naming Piker. Asked on CNN the next day whether he meant the streamer, Jeffries said yes. Those comments were dangerous, malicious and anti-Semitic and should not be tolerated by anyone in the public square, Jeffries said. Representative Josh Gottheimer, DNJ, went further on CNN's Inside Politics, calling Piker's framing a Nazi-like formula and arguing that silence amounts to endorsement. You're complicit if you refuse to condemn comments like that, Gottheimer said. Piker blamed the pro-Israel lobby. He claimed that an IPAC boss call was made and that the lawmakers criticizing him were unanimous in their hatred, and suggested tallying how much IPAC money his critics had taken. He also called the backlash a coordinated smear campaign. Piker has used his online following to boost Democrat candidates this cycle. Michigan Senate nominee Abdel Sayed wrapped his primary at a Detroit pool party with Piker on the guest list. His statement Monday never used the streamer's name. Piker has praised Ossoff, calling him a dark horse presidential prospect. Republican Senate nominee Mike Collins has said Piker's praise helps him frame the Georgia race. This race is simple, it's America versus the people who hate it.